U.S. Census data released yesterday show a few Valley cities are among the fastest growing in the country. Phoenix, the fifth biggest city in the nation, saw a more than 11% population increase over the last decade. Goodyear and Buckeye were among the top 10 fastest growing cities with populations of more than 50,000 residents. In Buckeye, population grew about 80% since 2010, with the official population now more than 91,000. With me to talk about that growth is David Roderick, Buckeye's deputy city manager and economic development director. And David, did these numbers from the census surprise you at all?
No, we really expected to be one of the fastest growing. There's been so much development in the last decade, and it's just continuing at this incredibly rapid pace.
What does it say about Buckeye, do you think, that seemingly year after year, it is one of the fastest growing cities in the country?
Well, there are a number of factors that play into that. Obviously, we have a tremendous amount of land available, but we also have affordable housing. We have a tremendous number of amenities and city services and quality of life that attract people. And we have opportunities for growth that a lot of places don't have. Buckeye is 640 square miles. So we're only 5% built out today. So this growth is going to continue long term into the future.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't seem as though this kind of growth might be slowing down anytime soon. Certainly sounds like you don't expect it to.
No, we expect this pace to continue. We're at this point projecting we're going to be about 200,000 people by the year 2030. Buckeye has more developable land than any place else in the valley. And so every year, a higher and higher percentage of the overall growth in the valley is going to be coming to Buckeye. Ultimately, at full build out, Buckeye will be about 1.5 million people, the same size as the city of Phoenix. And, you know, it's hard to fathom something like that. I'm not going to be around to see it, but, you know, 100 years from now, that will be what happens.
So you are bumping up to that 100,000 mark. And in fact, I've seen you quoted saying that you believe you are actually over 100,000 at this point already. Is there a certain significance to that number other than it being sort of a nice round number?
No, there is a lot of significance to that. There are many employers, many retailers, service providers, and so on that we work with that look at that as kind of the magic number. You know, we're not going to open a new retail outlet in your city until you hit that kind of level. So we expect that this will really help to pique interest on the part of, again, major employers, major retailers, and so on.
So does that mean that even with all the growth you've had so far, that now that you're at this level, does that accelerate it even further, do you think?
I think what we're going to see is an acceleration on the commercial side. Much of the growth in the past has been residential. We've had hundreds and hundreds of, you know, new single family homes built every month. But now we're really starting to see that commercial side, the major employers, the retailers, and so on, sit up and take notice about Buckeye.
What are some of the challenges that you're having to deal with? Because obviously with a lot of new people, those folks require a lot of services. So how is the city trying to keep up with all these people moving in so quickly?
Well, our biggest challenge right now is infrastructure. It obviously building new water treatment facilities, roads, sewer lines, those things, you know, take a lot. And the city's really dedicated to getting out ahead of the game and trying to make sure that we have those in place. And generally, I think we've been very successful. As an example, you know, for public safety, we have one of the lowest crime rates in the valley of any city. So our police department, despite all the growth, is doing a really good job of staying ahead of the situation.
Does Buckeye have the resources it needs to build all that infrastructure and keep up with all the needs that you have, given all these new folks moving in?
No city ever has all the resources it needs to, you know, stay ahead of the game. We are looking at prioritization of key areas of the city, but we know it's always going to be, we're always going to be chasing the infrastructure. But we have been successful in really focusing on, again, key areas of the community and ensuring that we have the infrastructure and the services in place to support the development there.
Are you finding that the character of Buckeye is changing at all with all of these people moving in?
It certainly has. The, 20 years ago in the 2000 census, there were only about 5,000 people in Buckeye, and today there are over 100,000. The original Buckeye of 20 years ago was a small, primarily agricultural-based community, and now we are a very vibrant suburb of the Phoenix area with all kinds of amenities and services and opportunities. So yes, it has changed. We still have a lot of the old historic character of the community, especially in our historic downtown area. But with that kind of growth, there's always going to be change that happens.
All right. That is David Roderick, the Deputy City Manager and Economic Development Director for the City of Buckeye. Once again, one of the fastest growing cities in the country, according to census numbers. David, thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.